This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents today are formally ushering in the beginning of historic peace talks aimed at ending 2 decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand in Doha are U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants the choice of your political system is yours to make. The actual talks are set to start tomorrow. Pompeo said after nearly 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts say that although getting both sides to the negotiating table was an achievement, this does not mean the path to peace will be easy. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp in the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and specifically targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Wildfires continue their sweep through the western states of California, Oregon, and Washington. Millions of acres have been lost, and the death count is on the rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Hundreds of thousands of others have been told to ready themselves for evacuation as well. Though weather conditions are easing, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. More than 1,500 square miles have been scorched, nearly twice the area affected by fire in a typical year in Oregon. The major worry now is that two major fires in the state will merge, posing an even greater danger to Oregon's most populated region around the city of Portland. Via remote, this is VOA News. In California, there